I would have liked a drawing or a photograph or some idea of what I was doing.
So they were just pieces of black something on the table.
And so I laid him out, and after about 2 hours, he decided I might like a cup of tea.
And did he leave you to it, or were there people in and out?
Well, I would more or less to it. Now and again, one of the maid servants had come through and says she'd got to go to her ladyship's room, but is there anything you want? And then Mr. Booth came in again several times, and then it made his gloves dirty, I think. I got him to throw away the cardboard boxes and all that, and on the floor and on the table I somehow assembled these things, and I turned away from all that and started to assemble the firewood, and I could see it was a table and the silver going on the table. So it's a wooden table that's applied with silver.
Right, and this had been separated in all these boxes. Okay.
I was there about 3 or 4 days. By this time I had an arrangement. Vera, my late wife, had made me some sandwiches, and Mr. Booth was able to give me a cup of tea, for which he didn't charge.
Very good of him.
I did assemble this thing and shine it up. Then they produced a huge mirror, which I did also. And then I was invited to do these candlesticks. I was sent there probably because I lived the nearest. B, I was probably the lowest paid because I'd just come out of the Air Force.